Baines with a mean screen. Takes it back from Rubio for the crush. Rubio now with 5 assists. Baines in double figures with 10.
Great job the Suns are doing moving the ball. Look at that. Baines sets a great pick. That's what got him the layup.
There you go. That's right. It's NBA Stars Monday, November 11. And I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff, that walking around money, that booze money. You know it. I'm here at Larryama Studios giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. Breaking down, wrapping up every little bit of NBA action for you while repping Straya. Just a little bit, mate. That's what we do. So, big weekend to wrap up for you. We've got broken hands. We've got weed gummies. We've got multiple game winners from massive Serbians. Oh, unreal stuff. So that's going to be all in the game wraps. We're going to fly through all the games from the weekend. We've also got all the usual dumbassery. That's not an iPhone, mate. No, mate. Spud of the night, pants of the evening, and better than Lonzo Ball. And of course, we've got yeah, nah. There's the unpopular opinion of the day. And there's our back takehouse. We were serving up a flame grill take. There's also the Australian Player Watch, and we're going to make a pick as well as have a bit of a preview for all 6 games tomorrow. Plus, an Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. Oh, it's lovely. And we're going to finish off with a brand new deli review. He's back. He's had a kid, and he's back on the show. Absolutely unreal. All right, awesome show for you today. Let's get into it. It's NBA Show episode 352. Let's go!
This is Matthew Dellavedova and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
Wow! You better watch out for the attack of the stupid LaMarcus Aldridge big body running into your little Gordon Hayward, I guess. Or you better watch out for jinxy tweets sent out and then therefore jinxing a team. What a weekend that was. Also, you better watch out for gummies that your teammates apparently give you because they might have weed in them. Isn't that right, Stephen A. Smith?
Stay off the weed.
That's right. We're going to start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Australia with a daily whip around. That's right. Dion Waiters. He formerly of Dion Waiters Island, I guess. Suspended again this season. Second time this season. Suspended from the Miami Heat. 10 games without pay. Bulgies. For conduct detrimental to the team after a quote-unquote incident on the team charter plane. Friday, Australia time, that they then announced on Sunday. Apparently, Waiters experienced a panic attack, again, quotes, on the team's flight from Phoenix to LA after consuming an edible. Delicious. Had they just been in Denver? Oh, they may have. That's awesome. Absolute scenes on that plane. Could you imagine, like, Dion Waiters freaking out? It's like, who the fuck let this, like, live Wolverine, this really fat Wolverine, is on this plane losing his fucking mind? He's like, but at the same time, if you're a team who has someone losing their fucking shit on a team plane, I want it to be the Miami Heat. Because you know James Johnson's just going to fucking fly kick the motherfucker's head off, right? Jimmy Butler's going to get over there, put him in a fucking headlock. But James Johnson, if, like, I want him as a bodyguard. It's blood sport, for fuck's sake. He's out there doing his MMA, fucking look at this karate and shit. Nice. But still, Heat then announced, we are very disappointed in Dion's actions this season. That included the very scary situation on Thursday night. And we're grateful the outcome wasn't worse. Like what? He bum-rushed the pilots and crashed the fucking plane? Jesus. There have been a number of instances this season in which Dion is engaged in conduct detrimental to the team. We are proud of how our players have started the season. They are crushing it, don't forget. We expect all of our players, including Dion, to conduct themselves in accordance with the highest standards and to show professionalism, respect for their teammates, the team, the fans, and the NBA community. So don't get super fucking high on edibles and then try to fight your coach, is what I'm reading between the lines there. Or Pat Riley. Or maybe just, like, I don't know, putting his balls on another teammate's head. That sounds very Dion, doesn't it? Great stuff. Shams actually then tweeted out that he believed Waiters was given the gummy by a teammate, but Waiters has been reluctant reluctant and has decided not to say who provided it. Yeah, that's right. Snitches get stitches. Woo! Love it. Anyway, other news from the weekend. Gordo Hayward. Old him of the fucking MAGA hat. Pretty innocuous, really. This looked like during the game, just banged in LaMarcus Aldridge in that big old wide body of his. And bam, that's a busted ass left hand. Fourth metacarpal in his left hand. Gonna go to New York today and see if he needs surgery. Look, this fucking sucks. Celtics are cruising and they're absolutely crushing it. Similar to the Heat, really. And didn't really need this to happen for a bloke who's just, you know, 2 years removed from snapping his fucking leg in half. So, it was, you know, snapping his foot basically off his fucking body. Jesus. So, a bit shit. He'd just gotten back to, like, pretty much, like, 95% of his former powers, was crushing it, and then breaks his fucking hand. Of course, it came after a Bill Simmons tweet about not jinxing the Celtics, which completely jinxed them. Talk about that in a bit. Anyway, so Gordo, that sucks for the Celtics, but they got Jaylen Brown back. He dropped 30 in that game against the Spurs anyway, and, yeah, I don't know. Should be able to tread water pretty handily, as opposed to Golden State. Lowry and Ibaka also got hurt for the Raptors over the weekend. Lowry out for a couple of weeks with a thumb fracture. That sucks. The Raptors were playing really well, and Serge Ibaka is out indefinitely with a sprained ankle, too. But in good news! Blake Griffin should be back tomorrow for the Detroit Basketball Pistons. So that's good, isn't it? All right, nice one. Let's do some game wraps, and then we'll do some weekend winners and losers. Oh, love a bit of this. Let's do it. All right, game wraps from the entire weekend. We speed through this. We have tried to do it in, less than a... we've done some game wrap days where we've done a game in less than a minute. I could try to do a day in less than a minute. What do you reckon? Orlando beat the Memphis Grizzlies on Saturday. There's 11 games. Orlando, big bounce back win there. Memphis just shit the bed. Three players in double figures, no good. Cleveland, that's right, Stephen A. Smith.
Cleveland!
Beat Washington 113-100, wire to wire. They smoked it. Double-double parade continues for K-Love and Tristan Thompson in their bed. Their bid to get traded the fuck out of Cleveland. 16-12 for Kevin Love, 21-12 for Thompson. Unreal. Indiana hosted the Detroit Basketball Pistons and smoked them 112-106. The Duckman, Luke Kennard, had 29, but Suva was the real winner here. Suvlaki King, thanks, Demartis. Yeah, just give us a combo meat and I'll also get a lamb. On the lamb, could have a little bit less tomato, extra lettuce, and double the garlic sauce. Thanks, Demartis. That's right. Demartis the bonus to Suvlaki King. 14 rebounds, 17 points, 6 assists, crushing it. Unreal. Good job at Indy. Needed that after shooting the bet against Charlotte. Sacramento beat Atlanta. Big surprise twist. Trey dropped 30. Couldn't help anything. Sacramento win 121-109. Golden State lost in Minnesota, but Wiggo dropped 40 against D'Angelo. Out there going, can you guys please trade for me already? That would be really good. I would really appreciate that. It would be really good if you could trade for me. D'Angelo Russell, come on, please. Hey, guys, please trade for me. I scored 52 points. That's what he did. D'Angelo just went out there, dropped 52 in a losing effort. The Warriors had two other players in double figures. He went 19 of 37. 7 to 17 from downtown. Love it. Keep doing that. Golden State suck. Whatever. Toronto beat New Orleans. This was a good game. 122-104. Sikkim Siakam had 44 points, 10 rebounds. Spindles Ingram chucked in 27-7. The New York Basketball Knickerbockers of New York City beat the Dallas Mavericks of Dallas, Texas. Can you believe this? 106-102. We had a Luka triple-double in this, 38-14-10. You had Kristaps Porzingis going up against his old team. Has himself a pretty good game. 28 points, 9 rebounds, 5 blocks. No one else in the Babs showed up, though. I did say a pretty bad beat where someone had a whole run of double-doubles into some game results that had all won, including the Luka triple-double. They needed the Dallas win. It was something like $10 on a $68 fucking multi. It was crazy. They sent that, posted it somewhere. It was amazing. So tough luck on that one. Anyway, New York get a random win out of nowhere over Dallas. That was weird. Milwaukee, the Milwaukee. I heard it's Algonquin for the Goodland Bucks. Lose to the Utah Jazz on a Bojan Bogdanovic. Game winner. He finished with 33. Giannis had 30, 13, and 4. Crazy game. Awesome game. But Bojan, how are the balls on that guy? Philly lost in Denver on a Nikola Jokic. Hello. Game winner. No big Simo for Philly, obviously. Resting his sore shoulder. Jam and Jamal had 22 points, 11 assists for the Nuggets. They get a nice win there. Brooklyn went into Portland. Dame dropped 60 on him, and Brooklyn still won, 119-115. Crazy game. Miami, after Dion Waiters flipped out on them on a plane, were a bit shook. Lost in LA to the Lakers, 95-80, 26-8 instead of AD. Yeah, reckon there's a bit of the old, is Dion behind me with a knife? What the fuck? A lot of that going on the bench. Sunday's games, Boston beat San Antonio, 135-115, 26-8 for Kemba. A 30-piece for Jalen. They lose Gordo, obviously, in this game. That was horrible. Just shit. Patty Thrills dropped 20 off the bench for the Spurs, though. That was cool. New Orleans, they beat Charlotte. Spindles dropped a 25-9-4. If he gets MIP, the old most improved player, I'm going to spew. We're going to talk about that later. Golden State lost a squeaker against OKC, 114-108. D'Lo dropped a 30, backing up his 52. Houston beat Chicago, 117-94. Harden's all right. Hey, we are good at defense now. And everyone's like, shut up, James, you fucking idiot. He had 42, 13-16 for Wendell. Dallas beat Memphis, 138-122. Luka Doncic backed up his triple-double, the 24-14-8. Absolutely cruise to win. Rowdy Brockoff got out there for a bit of run. That's how much Dallas beat Memphis. And then today's games, we had Denver with the big win over Minnesota in Minnesota, 198. This was fun as hell, this game. Joker hits the game winner over the top of Karl Anthony Towns. We had Joker versus Cat all game. Oh, Joker, 26-7. Cat, 25-16-6. But Karl Anthony Towns, win a fucking game, mate. Just saying. Indy beat Orlando, 109-102. Suva out there crushing it, 21-16-7. Vooch. Nikola Vukovic, 18-17. Charlotte lost to Philly, 114-106. Squeaked out. Philly nearly shit the bed at the end of this in hilarious fashion. We're going to talk about that in a bit, but damn, that was crazy. OKC, oh, a wild finish against Milwaukee in OKC, 121. OKC lose, 119. This was over. They were down 8 in the last minute. OKC scored 5 straight. Got an inbound 5-second violation turnover. Gallo hits a 3, and suddenly it's fucking tied with like 28 seconds left. It was crazy. Lopez then buried a back-breaking 3. And he had to listen to the OKC announcers yell about how he was walking. But anyway, but yeah, they got through, got over the hump. Fun game, though. The reason it was close, 121-119, right at the death, was because there was a meaningless 3 on the buzzer. But still, fun game. Giannis had 35-16-3. Jesus. Bledsoe put on a Bledsoe show. 25 points for him. Shai Redder, Gilgeous Alexander was awesome, too. 22. And German Rondo, I'm Dennis Schroeder, 25-6-5. Cleveland, that's right, Stephen A. Smith. Cleveland. Back-to-back wins, can you believe it? Absolutely unreal. By 21 over the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City, prompting New York's front office to go out the front and speak to the media and go, we're sorry. We're sorry we're shit. Everyone's like, yeah, it's your fucking fault, you idiots. Anyway, Sexman was amazing. He had a career-high 31. We'll talk about him later. Brooklyn lost in Phoenix, 138-112, because Brooklyn fucking suck. Portland eked out a win against Atlanta in overtime, 124-113. Got to OT thanks to a Huerta, Kevin Huerta, layup. Good job, Portland, on the defense there. Jesus, that was brutal. But then Portland smoked him in overtime thanks to Blaze Gaze opening up the overtime with a couple of threes. And even Super Mario getting involved. That's right, it's pretty crazy. But Portland needed that one. Big bounce back win because it looked like they were about to shit the bed and lose it. Didn't. Good job. And finally, Toronto beat the Lakers this afternoon, 113-104. Huge win for the Raps. They snapped the Lakers' 7-game win streak without Lowry and Ibaka, which is pretty crazy. Van Vliet had a 23-point, 7-rebound, 10-assist outing. And Pascal Siakam was massive late as well. Fun-ass weekend. So let's do some winners and losers then. Shall we?
Oh, my God. I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me, Kent Brockman. Can we get a shot of me? There you go. In other news, tragic mix-up today in Cleveland. Many people killed. Goodbye.
All right, weekend winners. Got a couple of them. Fun weekend. A lot going on. Big back and forth kind of weekend. Bojan Bogdanovic is a weekend winner. Massive big ball game winner versus Milwaukee. Loved it. It was huge. Jingles, dime, everything involved. Ah, it was just beautiful. It was lovely to see my inbox just go, oh, Bojan. And you're like, oh, shit. What did he do? And I was watching another game. Bojan absolutely crushed it. Fun as shit. Rewatched that game from the start. It was beautiful. Great job, Bojan. 33 points ended up with two. Awesome. Nikola Jokic, hello! It was obviously a weekend winner. We'll talk about him in a little bit too. Oh, man. Come on, man. The one game winner over Karl Anthony Towns with 2.5 seconds left in OT. Did the same over Josh Richo on Saturday with 1.2 seconds left. Not bad. Good job, Nikola. D'Angelo Russell's another weekend winner. Dropped 53 against the Wolves, which is the perfect team to do that to, because then they're like, oh, wow, that guy's pretty good. Maybe we should have actually traded for him and given him all the money. And then he dropped 30 against the Thunder. That's pretty smart, D'Angelo, for a bloke who doesn't seem to be, really on point a lot of the time. That's a pretty smart business decision. Drop a bunch of points on teams that are going to trade for you. The Celtics, up to the point where they lost Gordo, were weekend winners. That was their best win for the year so far, I think, smoking the Spurs by 20. They looked awesome. Unfortunately, Gordo drops out. That fucking sucks. So Celtics, though, cruising along, looking very, very good. And, prompting a certain, I don't know, Hope Eiffel media member to be like, hey, I'm not going to jinx them, but they're fucking good. They won 7 straight, so now no Gordo. See what happens. Anyway, Dame Lillard dropping 30 after dropping a 60. That's a bit of a good weekend. It's a very good weekend. Not bad. Good job, Dame. The 60 was pretty crazy. He's going to pop up again in a second, though. Phoenix, that's right. They're looking more and more real, and they are weekend winners. I mean, Brooklyn fucking suck, but Oubre, Booker, Dario the homie Saric, Ricky Tiki Tata, Rupi, oh, at the point, and early season most improved player and MVP and human cement truck, Aaron Bangers Baines at the 5. They're kind of legit. I don't know. They're legit to at least to the point where they've got enough veterans that a team like Brooklyn, who are just all discombobulated on a big road trip, can come in and Phoenix go, oh, we're better than these guys. Bang! On a specific note. They've got Frank the Tank, Tyler Johnson, Michael Bridges off the bench, 8 in the comeback. It's pretty wild. I mean, Booker today had 27 points, 9 assists on 10 of 14 shooting, 4 of 5 from downtown. He was a plus 40. Fuck you. The Raptors getting a big win in LA without Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka. They're now a sneaky 7-2 as well. That was huge. Really, really huge beating the Lakers today. Siakam, Siakam, Fred VanVleet. You're just like, holy crap. Kawhi who? Other weekend winner, Nick Nurse. He was 0-6 on coaches' challenges. Finally won one today. Good on you, Nick. The Indiana Pacers are also weekend winners. They look, you know, finally like the shock of starting the season sans quick thought of the depot has worn off. They lost their first three, won the next three, dropped one random stupid dumb game to the Hornets. Then they've won their last three straight again. So pretty good. Hanging out 6-4 all of a sudden. You're like, oh shit, where'd the Pacers come from? It's like, well, from there. Not bad. Finally, the Cavs. That is the first time they have won 2 games wire to wire, back to back since 2010. The Cavs won a fucking title in 2016. That's how massive that is. Also, their weekend win is just because they're doing a really fucking good job of selling folks on Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson and Jordan Clarkson and literally every veteran that isn't nailed down. So that's awesome. Very impressive. Way to go, Cavs. Just don't trade Dally until the squid's a little bit older. Just saying. Cool. Nice one. Any other weekend winners? Look, I want to say the Nuggets again, but it's more Joker because of the game winners. I'm going to talk about the Nuggets in a second. Houston won on the weekend too, and so did the Jazz. The Jazz getting over the top of Milwaukee was pretty cool, but Bojan was really the one who did it. And Houston beat fucking Chicago, so they can go Udo Dirk. But yeah, it's a weird one. It was a weird, as mentioned, topsy-turvy weekend. So let's do some weekend losers, shall we?
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners, big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Loser. Loser. Loser.
Yeah, loser. Loser. Tough one, tough one. Weekend losers. Dame Lillard, who drops a 60 piece on a Friday night in a loss? I mean, it's different from D'Angelo. He lost as well. He dropped his 52, but Dame is in auditioning for that team, you know. It's not like Dame's going to go play for Brooklyn now. Instantly one of the most forgettable but awesome, like, 60-point games you'll, like, not remember, like, in a week and a half's time. You're like, oh, yeah, didn't Dame have fucking 60? Jesus Christ. That's massive. It's absolutely massive, but everyone's completely forgotten about it already. Kyrie had 33 in the same game. He went 12 of 27. Dame dropped 60 on 19 of 33 shooting. At 15 of 15 from the free throw line. 7 downtown makes on 16 shots. It was awesome, but you completely fucking forget about it. Because the Blazers are also starting like Rodney Spud, Hood, Hazonia. Ugh. Just a shit show. Anyway, tough stuff there. Speaking of which, weekend losers. I don't know. I kind of mentioned them again, but the Nets and the Blazers. Holy shit. Both with all their games decided by 10 points or less until the Nets got blown out today. And neither team. It's like, it's really hard to get a read on them, right? The Nets are just up and down. They're fucking horrible. They're 4-5. The Blazers are 4-6. And it's, oh, 3-6. 4-6? 4-6. 4-6 after today. Just weird teams. They can stink it up. They can look amazing. And it's just weird. I don't know. You got to hope that it's just teething problems for Brooklyn and Portland just injured as fuck. So they'll pop up again later today. Denver. But Jimmy, you had them in the winners. Yeah. Also, Denver let Minnesota score 16 straight points in the fourth quarter that necessitated that Joker winner. Denver stink. I don't like, they're 7-2, but I think they sneakily are bad. But James, you really like them going into the season. I'm like, yeah. And then I watched them play and like, I don't know how they've won these games. They beat the Sixers without Ben Simmons, 100-97. They eke one past the Timberwolves, 198. They smoked the Heat, granted. They only just eked by the fucking Magic. They lost to the Pelicans, don't forget, and the Mavs. Only just beat the Kings. Only just beat the Wolves at the start of the year. I don't know. I feel like this is good because they've had like a nice schedule where they could eke out these dumb wins, figure out their shit. And they won't stink within 2 weeks' time, so I don't know. But at the moment, fuck, they're tough to watch. Even though I love Joker. Go crazy. Anyway, Dallas. It's a weekend loser. The Zinger throws up a 28.9 rebound, 5 block night against his old team, and Luka has a 38, 14, and 10, and you fucking lose? God damn it. Come on, rest of the Mavs. Luka and KP went 24 of 48 between them. The rest of the team went 13 of 42. Fucking hell. Yeah, anyway. Chicago weekend losers just because they fucking suck. Tim Hardaway Jr. sucks just because I hate that fucking guy. Can we stop with this whole like, oh, he's a good bench scorer? 14 points and a minus 6 doesn't make you a good bench scorer. It just makes you a fucking chucker. 5 of 15 shooting. Blow it out your fucking ass, Tim Hardaway Jr. Other weekend losers. Yep, look, Celtics fans, that's a tough one. Gordon Hayward, dude just can't catch a fucking break. Literally. Has a nice run of games. Looks like he's back. Broken hand. Great run of games. The team looks great. Bill Simmons tweets about how great they look. Bam. Broken hand. What the fuck, man? That's what you get for the Trump support, I reckon. Karma's a bitch. What else? Dion Waiters. I mean, he'd be on the winner list if he was getting paid because it's like, hey, I freaked out on a team flight. Did some gummies. Also getting paid. But also, someone figured out that it's like a $2 million fucking pay cut for the 10-game suspension because it means there's like a bonus in his contract. If he plays 70 games, it's worth $1.2 million and the $800,000 he misses out on across the 10 games. So, oosh. Hope it was worth it, Dion. Yeah. And finally, the other weekend loser. We had Knicks fan Jake on Friday's show. That was a fun show. And look, we all know the New York Knickerbockers are losers. It doesn't have to be the weekend. It can literally be any part of the season. You could probably turn around and go, the Knicks are losers until the fucking ping pong balls happen in the lottery and then they might be winners. But I mean, anytime you have to come out and say that you're sorry that you suck so much means that everything is pretty clearly going great, doesn't it? The front office come out and say, yeah, we're not happy. It's like, well, this is your fucking fault, you idiots. David Fizdale didn't go out and sign 87 fucking power forwards, you dipshits. You absolute fucking dunces. Like, yeah, we really wish that we could play with a little bit more, I don't know, people should be taking more accountability and should be like, you know, being playing harder. It's like, there's 8 fucking people like scrounging for basically 2 positions worth of fucking minutes and this is of your doing, you fucking idiots. Ah, the Knicks are always the Knicks. Gross. Anyway, we'll quickly fly through some of the awards. That's the end of the losers. The Knicks are always just losers. So, NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Damian Lillard. Brillard? There you go. 60. He's pretty good. But that's not the NBA Australia Pro Performance of the Weekend because he lost to fucking Brooklyn and they suck. D'Angelo with his 52. Also lost. Not going to get it. How was Terrence Davis? 13 against the Lakers today. That was awesome. I don't know. Siakam had 44 on Friday. Fun stuff going on. But come on. Nikola Jokic, hello. Not one. Not two game winners. Oh, wait. No, it was two game winners. But two game winners. I still think Denver might be shit. They're 7-2 purely because of the big Serb. Even though he looked like, you know, he looks like he ate most of Serbia at the same time over the offseason, which I don't know how that happens. He was playing in the World Cup. What the fuck? It's like, duh, yes, hello. His man, my name is Nikola. Give me all of dumplings. China's suddenly, you know, dealing with a dumpling fucking drought thanks to the big Serb swinging by. Yeah, he was amazing. I love me some Nikola. You know that. Every time, day in, day out. But against Philly, he had 26 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks, and 2 steals. He was awesome. The only thing he couldn't really do was hit it from downtown. Over the last two games, he's gone 3 of 16. But he had 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists, a block, and a steal against Minnesota and big Karl Anthony Towns today. That was fucking awesome. He was unreal. I love it. Nikola Jokic, you are the NBA Australia-approved performer of the weekend. Who's old mate, no mates, though?
Old mate, no mates.
It's the guy from the ringer. How would you be being Bill Simmons? That's a rough one, isn't it? You go out and you're like, oh, I'm going to tweet about the Celtics.
I'd like to tweet about the Celtics and how great they are. And, oh my God, I didn't jinx it, but I 100% just jinxed it.
Yeah, not great. Pretty funny, though. Where Bill Simmons came out and tweeted about how the Celtics are good. They're good. We just know that they're good. And then, So tweeted out, felt this way for a week, was obeying jinx rules, no longer care because the following is just true. The Celts are legit good. No more ball stoppers, ball moves. Everyone attacks and Hayward is 2017 Hayward again. Can't speak for the chemistry, but that seems thumbs up too. Literally minutes later, Gordon Hayward broke his fucking head. And as you can imagine, the responses to that tweet were pretty level-headed and chill. So, good stuff. Not bad, Bill Simmons. Good jinx. Spud of the night.
Spud of the night. I wonder what Conspiracy Fit Bill thinks about that.
I should come up with a fucking character called Conspiracy Phil. That'd be way funnier. Spud of the night. Donovan Mitchell went 8 of 22 versus Milwaukee. 8 turnovers, 19 points, 6 assists. Brutal. CJ McCollum versus Brooklyn went 4 of 19 for 8 points. 0 assists and 2 turnovers. Only took 2 threes. It was weird. On the other side of that game, my sweet baby Carrots. Carrots LeVert, 2 of 13. Ooh. But, you know, still had 9 rebounds and 5 assists. Josh Hart. For the Pals, had a rough night against Toronto, 1 of 9. RJ Barrett went 1 of 9 against Dallas. Jingles had a rough one against Milwaukee as well, 0 of 5. But come on, we're going to give this to the... it's either going to be CJ Miles, Wizards going against Cleveland. He went 0 of 7. But then Dylan Brooks, the exact same thing. It was... I love me some Dylan Brooks. Got a bit of time. I was pretty happy when he dropped that 31 the other day. And I'm like, ah, oh, here we go. I believe in Dylan Brooks. Followed up with 0 of 7. And it's like, okay, so what are we doing here, Dylan? Dylan, mate. So he goes against Minnesota, 31 points, 9 of 16 shooting. Against Orlando, 3 points on 0 of 7 shooting. Then backs it up with a 2 of 8 game against the Mavericks today. Oh, geez. 5 points, 5 fouls, 2 of 8 shooting. Dylan, mate, come on. What are you doing? Ja Morant. Electric as he is, went 3 of 13 in that Orlando game as well. It was a little bit better with the whole Dallas game because, I don't know, it's hard to not be better than 3 of 13 because he didn't play. They rested him. Not bad. Panting in the night. Memphis scored 8 points in that fourth quarter against Orlando. 8. That's tough. And obviously the Nuggets let the Wolves score 16 straight points. Didn't score the rest of the way and went to overtime. That was a bit of a panting. Better than Lonzo Ball, though.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're gonna get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody, as long as you're a lawyer who excels in bankruptcy suits. Better get your merch, get your merch.
Debo!
Get your merch, get your merch.
Wear it!
Get your merch, get your merch. Get your merch, get your merch.
Still got to go see LaMelo Ball, though. What do you reckon? Anyway, better than Lonzo Ball for this week. How about Shai Gilgeous Alexander, the Shai Redder? He is fucking killing it. Was really, really, really good against the Bucks. 22 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and then a 12-5-3 against the Golden State Warriors. It just looks the good. But how about the Sex Man? God damn it. I know he was playing against the Knicks, and basically anybody could drop 31 on the Knicks, but a career high, 31 points. 10 of 16 shooting against the Knicks. Colin Sexton, amazing. 5 of 8 from downtown, 3 assists, only, 3 fouls, 0 turnovers. That's awesome. What a game. Better than Lonzo Ball. Dickhead of the weekend. Oh, geez. Who do you reckon this is going to be?
Dickhead of the week.
And legend of the weekend. How about Dion Waiters blaming the older boy, sir? Sir, I didn't know what was in it, sir. I didn't know what the gummy was, sir. I didn't know there was weed in it, sir. I feel weird, sir. Sir, I'm going to put you in a fucking headlock, sir. Fuck you, sir. Bye! Until James Johnson puts him in a chokehold and puts him, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. You know that 100% happened. So Dion Waiters, a bit of a dickhead of the week for then blaming a teammate for giving him the gummy and freaking out. But at the same time, legend of the weekend because he didn't fucking snitch. How good's that? On you, Dion. Not all heroes wear capes, but apparently all heroes look like the Marshmallow Man. All right, we'll be back with the NRs right after this.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right. Yeah, nah time. We take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether more yeah or more nah. Gonna go some sort of big picture-y kind of ones a little bit. Spent the weekend sort of traveling around. Didn't get to spend as much time on the internet as you usually would. So, anyway, good stuff though. What did you reckon of having Knicks fan Jake on Friday's show? Was that alright? Because we're gonna have a bunch of guests throughout this season, so better get used to it. Dig it. Anyway, exciting times, exciting times. All right, number one, is James Harden taking the piss when he talks about Houston's D tightening up, that they were too soft earlier in the season? Yeah, nah. Yeah, motherfucker. Oh, mate, you beat Chicago. The Nari Warren under eights might beat the fucking Bulls on any given night. That's how fucking flighty those pricks are. Like, congrats, you held the Bulls to 94. That's the same Bulls team that managed 84 against the Raptors like a week earlier and 98 against the fucking Knicks. Get the fuck...
Oh, yeah, we really tightened up our defense
against the 25th team in the league in points per game and 26th in offensive rating. Fuck you, James Harden. And for him, like, James Harden talking about playing defense is like me talking about how you get ripped. Like, I don't do that because I have no fucking clue. James Harden with defense, same fucking thing. I'm a tubby bitch. I get it. James Harden is kind of as well. But anyway, but... doesn't play defense. So for him to sit there and talk shit about defense, go, yeah, well, too soft. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You literally just let the man walk past you, you dickhead. The squid's 10 months old and he fucking tear you up on D. Jesus. Anyway. This one makes me angry too. Should Brandon Ingram, this one's been floating around a lot, be in the conversation for most improved player? Yeah, nah. Nah! No fucking way. He was the number 2 pick in the draft. He's meant to be good. You shouldn't win most improved player because you were shit, even though everyone thought you were good, and then suddenly, oh, you're okay now that you're the entire focus of a team's fucking offense. Blow that out your ass, Brandon Spindles Ingram. Most improved player is clearly going to a 31-year-old who's suddenly shooting 50% from three. Isn't that right, Aaron Bangers Baines?
Oh, yeah.
Nice one. Next up, are Portland, the Trailblazers, frauds? Yeah, nah. Ooh, using the F word. Nah. Look, they've got like 3 healthy players at the moment, I think. You know, it's weird. Like, they'll drop weird games versus Brooklyn and then just, you know, squeak by fucking Atlanta. But I still feel like there's a point where Portland trade for fucking Kevin Love and then rattle off like 14 straight wins at some point, right? But, oh, it does feel weird, like, looking at their roster and just going, Jesus Christ, seriously, like, even their active roster is just tough to see because not many dudes are healthy. Like, you've got Lillard, McCollum, Hood, Tolliver, and Whiteside, and you're like, oh, fuck me. Now you're just playing a shit ton of Super Mario all of a sudden. Oh, jeez. Because Rodney Spud Hood's all out, and he's like, oh, jeez, in a surprise twist, my name is Rodney Hood, and I am hurt. It's like, yes, we've seen you before. That's exactly what you do. And Blaze Gaze, Kent Bazemore, oh, that guy's a fucking, an enigma. Getting rid of, like, Evan Turner, Mo Harkless, and Minu, like, I get that you had to make some changes and sort of change it up because you were just going to keep running into a brick wall called the, at least the second or third round of the playoffs, whatever. But, Blaze Gaze kind of sucks. Like, everyone talks about, oh, he's a 3-and-D wing. He hadn't hit fucking any threes until basically today's game where he hit the first two of overtime. And I don't know, does he play much defense? Fucking shit no. For a 3-and-D wing to shoot 34% from three and 37% from the floor just in general, fuck you. Ugh. Anyway, and just Whiteside is just horrible. There's fuck all wing talent on this team, like Simons. Nah, like Hood is just kind of like really important. That's never a good thing. It's a lot of Super Mario. All right, next up, finally, is the West. There we go. Worse than we thought. Yeah, nah, this one got asked me on the weekend. It's like, no, it's exactly what I predicted, right? Like, it's just very fat. I mean, you've got weird teams like Phoenix crushing it. You got other teams like Portland not really smoking it at the moment. You got the Warriors right down the bottom as we kind of expected after Steph went down, but the rest of it's like, yeah, everyone's kind of half decent and pretty good and could probably beat the other teams on the same night, even down to like OKC and stuff. So just saying, kind of called it, and it's going to be really fascinating to see how this ends up as the end of the season. It just feels like some teams are like worse because like Dallas will like randomly drop a game to the fucking Knicks or something. But a lot of these teams will do the same thing. All right, unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Luka Doncic is a top player, top 10 player right now. Not next year, not later this year, right now. Giannis, Kawhi, LeBron, AD, Harden, Embiid, Karl Anthony Towns, Joker, Luka, Dame. Whatever order you want to put it in, he's top 10. And if you don't agree with me, blow it out your ass. Ready for Outback Takehouse? Let's do it. It's Monday at Outback, and you know what that means. Alice Springs Chicken. That's right. That's the special for today because Davo was just fanging down this dirt road and hit a bloody emu. Tastes fucking delicious, though. Chucked it in the back of his Holden Rodeo, brought it in. Now she's up on the specials board. Alice Springs Chicken. Only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is, in an effort to protect his minutes when no one was looking, Dion Waiters got his gummy spiked by Tyler Hero. That's right, it's Tyler's world out there, and Dion Waiters' island is just a very, very small, fat isthmus in it. Only at Outback. There you go, Tyler Hero. Gave him the gummy. Not bad. All right, Australian Player Watch right after this.
Hey, this is Isaac Humphries, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. It's Australian Player Watch. Big Simo, Ben Simmons, as mentioned, missed the weekend's worth of games. Hopefully, we'll be back later this week. He's going to miss three games, and we'll see how he goes with that shoulder. Anyway, but on the Sixers side, we did actually finally get to see a bit of Son of Bruce. Jonah Bolden, excellent. Got out there for 3 minutes against Charlotte, and awesomely for Jonah was a minus 11. Oh, that's not good. Nearly cost him the game. Brett Brown chucked his bench out there. Game was done. All of a sudden, Charlotte were within 5 or 25 seconds left, all because Jonah missed a couple of free throws and had a turnover. Yeah, not great. Anyway, so in 3 minutes, 0 points, 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Could have spent your summer working on that there, Jonah. 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 1 turnover, minus 11. Jesus. That's a rough one, I'll tell you. Jingling Joe Ingles in the win versus Milwaukee also had a rough one. As you might remember, he popped up on Spud of the Night. 1 point on 0-5 shooting. 0-3 from downtown. 5 rebounds, though. 3 assists, however. 3,002 turnovers, but not a great game for Jingles. Dante Sexum, Kangaroo Kobe himself still out, looking sharp on the sidelines, though. King Dele Maribara in Canberra, first of his name. Wait, King Dele Maribara in Canberra? In Canada. There we go. Win over the Wizards in 11 minutes. He had 7 points. Hit his first 3 of the year. Was 0-12 up to that point to start the season. Finally hit one. 2 of 6 from the field for him. 1 of 4 from downtown. 3 rebounds, an assist, and a turnover. Plus 8 against the Wiz. And then in the win over the Knicks, had another 12 minutes. Missed all of his shots, though. 0-3 from the floor. 0-1 from downtown. 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and a block, though. And a steal. Nice one, Deli. Petty Mills, Petty Thrills, and the loss to Boston had 20 points in 18 minutes off the bench. 7-12 from the floor. Pretty bloody good, mate. 3-6 from 3, 2 assists, 1 rebound. Somehow minus 17, though, Petty. Jesus. Kung Fu, thon, 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 for the Detroit Basketball Pistons in the loss to Indiana. Had 11 minutes, 2 points, 1 of 2 from the floor. 4 rebounds, 1 steal, and 2 blocks, though. That's pretty good. Come on, Thon. We need you to become a defensive stalwart there, mate. Aaron Bangers Baines in the win over Brooklyn tonight. 18 minutes because of 5 bullshit anti-Australian biased fouls. 14 points in 18 minutes. 6 of 10 from the floor. 2 of 4 from downtown for the world's greatest Australian unicorn. 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. He's 18 of 38 from 3 for the year. Phoenix is 6 and 3 since trading for Bangers. Unreal. And finally, Rowdy got out there against Memphis for 3 minutes and chucked in a bunch of zeros. 0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. It's the first and you won the Andrew Gay's Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. All right, keep it clapping, keep it clapping. Oh, where is it? Clap, clap. Oh, there we go. Yeah, because this one, the Andrew Gay's Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence, goes to Luka Doncic. Yes, we mentioned it earlier. Top 10 player. I don't think it's that, you know, crazy to say it. How are his last five games? 31, 13, and 15. 29, 14, and 15. 27, 7, and 7. 38, 14, and 10. 24, 14, and 8. That's just fucking crazy. Meanwhile, shooting over, you know, 45-odd% and absolutely crushing it from deep. Holy shit. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. Craziest part is, through nine games, Luka is the only player who was top 10 in three major stats. He's second in assists, seventh in points, 10th in rebounds, averaging his 27.7, 10.8 rebounds and 9.1 assists. The closest to him is Giannis, who's 11th in assists. Crazy, man. He's 20 years old, Luka.
Oh, but can he do it against Missouri? How will he go against Wisconsin? How could we possibly know that he is good?
You fucking morons. All right, what about a Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in? Ah, Patty. Had a pretty fire fit on the weekend too, did Patty? It's pretty good. He tweeted it out. Usabi Wath, he tweeted. Pretty awesome. Also, the Game Day Baller Game Day, hashtag versus Boston, hashtag Go Spurs Go. Nice one, Patty. Looking great. Looking schlick. It's a great jacket. Pretty short pants, though. All right, let's do some game previews for tomorrow, shall we?
Game previews. Game previews.
Oh, how'd we go with our picks for the entire weekend when we're sitting there with Jake? We smashed through all 24 games. Picked 17 of 24. Can you believe it? So we picked against the spread for Saturday's games and then head-to-head for the rest of it. We went 17 of 24. We went 5 of 5. On Saturday, that was pretty good. So for the year, we're now 69, nice, of 135. Well back over 50%. That is awesome. Way to go, us. And I'd like to thank all of you for being a part of that. All right, let's have a look at some actual ones for tomorrow, shall we? We'll have a look at the odds for the games, make our picks. We have the Minnesota Timberwolves visiting the Detroit Basketball Pistons. Pistons have 1.5-point favorites, bringing back Blake. You've got Andre there going up against Cat. I just can't trust the Pistons, but also I can't trust the Wolves. They stink.
I think I'll take the Pistons at home, -1.5. Maybe Blake comes back. Maybe he's good. Maybe they struggle to incorporate him. Actually, fuck it. Give me the Wolves +1.5. Yeah, why not? There we go. What else is there? Dallas at Boston. This is going to be a fun game. Luka and KP versus the Boston Celtics. Boston lose Gordo Hayward, obviously. They've still got Kemba. Still going to do some damage, and I still think they win that pretty handily. Give me the -4 for Boston. They just have enough, I don't know, wing dudes to throw at Luka. They don't have any big dudes at all, basically, to throw against KP, but I don't know. If KP drops a 50-piece, they win. Yeah, if he doesn't, I think Boston win. Memphis versus the San Antonio Spurs. Spurs are 10.5-point favorites at home against Memphis. I think I might take the Grizzlies. I think they'll keep that randomly close just because they tend to score in bunches. They had a couple of rough outings of late. They might be realizing that they're shit, but the Spurs also got shit pumped by the Celtics. So look, give me the Grizz +10.5. I think Spurs will win it pretty handily, but 10.5 is a little bit too many. The Rockets go into New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. I wonder if they'll be the Pelicans. I think they will be. Give me the Rockets -4.5. The Pels are in struggle town. The Jazz versus the Warriors. The Jazz are only 10-point favorites in Golden State. I'll take the Jazz there because they are an actual basketball team, whereas the Warriors are a G League team at the moment. So, not great. Look, Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, I've got a feeling they should be able to at least slow down D'Angelo Russell. So, yeah, give me the Jazz -10. And finally, the Raptors and Clippers. Oh, it's the Kawhi Bowl. but it's kind of weird because you've got the Raps on a back-to-back in LA going up to Clippers game without Kyle Lowry, without Serge Ibaka. I'll take the Clippers -10.5. I think this is going to be an absolute smacking. So give me the Clips there. So there you go. To recap it, Wolves +1.5. Celtics -4. Grizzlies over the Spurs +10.5. Rockets, Pelicans, give me the Rocks -4.5. Jazz, Warriors, I'm going to take the Jazz -10. And the Clippers -10.5 over the Raptors. A couple of big ones in there, but I feel good about that. All right, nice. All right, that's it for today. That's a big weekend wrap for you. We're back tomorrow with all the usual dumbassery. Bit of NBA Australia power rankings, I reckon, tomorrow. We might go through and see who's where and what. Make myself angry. All right, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're all over the socials all the time. You know that. Get around NBAAustralia.com. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, whatever app you use on your Android phone, Spotify, Stitcher, all that good stuff. It helps out heaps. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their debut album, Running Out of Time, is out now, and it's the best Australian album of the year. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green Green Green, and Dozers for all the tunes you've heard throughout NBA Australia. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp and Facey, and remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. All right, we're going to close out with a brand new Deli review. Awesome. He's had the kid. He's back. Unreal. And we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later. Oi, oi, oi. How the fuck are you? Yeah, nah, look, how are you really? Because I don't know, did you hear the news? Your old mate Dally over here has a squid. Yep, the missus just popped out the little bloke and he's already crossing up doctors and shit, diving for news and stuff. It is the absolute bloody best, I'll tell ya. Oh, I'm loving it. It's great to have the little man around. I'll teach him all my tricks. Gonna go, you know, quick squirrel punch here and there where like the doctor comes in, he's like checking your shit out, just go bang, what do you reckon? But yeah, look, so in terms of a Deli review for this week, I've been stuck in the hospital a bunch and shit, obviously, so, but I've still got a review for you, because look, you get stuck in a hospital and shit, end up watching a bit of American Daytime Telly at the hospital, and I'll tell you what, it's a bit fucked, eh, but at least I get to watch The Price is Right and Family Fucking Feud. Yes, this is awesome. Drew Bloody Carey from The Drew Carey Show, hosting Bloody Price is Right, you got Bloody Steve Harvey, shredding idiots on Family Feud. I mean, it bloody beats the shit out of Larry Imger or Baby John Burgess or whoever the fuck's doing it back home in Australia. So, they're just so funny, man. Like, these dickheads come up and they're like, oh, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, I fucking love ya. And it's like, nah, you're a dickhead. And they shred him. Like, oh, he's a crack up, that Steve, I'll tell you. Between him and Drew yelling at poor people, I'll just be laughing all afternoon, mate.
legendary. So look, they both get 20 out of 10 deli ones, and I can't recommend the US versions of The Price is Right and Family Food enough. All right, so that's it for this week. Not much to cover. Real quick one for you, because I'm just going to go catch up on my sleep so the little fella doesn't wake me up again and shit. I'm going to go, like, you know, work on my shot a bit. All right, later, fuckos. Deli out.